Blog Talk Radio.
We usually get a second to talk to each other before it just like, takes us live, but that's not an option right now. So, yeah.
Hi, friends. Again.
Hey. People are probably going to be like, okay. So, Karma just sent me a text message, and so she knows what's going on, but she put a bunch of crying emojis, and I told her that we were going to have a show and explain it. So I need to tweet again and give them the call-in number so that they can know what's going on as well.
Okay.
I have to have my earphones, though, because I'm not doing this holding the phone up to my face. It's not happening. So, okay, let me get back here where I can... Oh,
let me know when
here.
You want me to start
hey,
explaining
people.
It.
Hi,
okay.
People.
Hold on just a second. I'm going to tweet with the phone number. All right.
What's the name of this?
It's called We Need to Talk. All right. I'm tweeting the call-in number now so that people can call in if they don't want to listen online. Okay, and a lot of them are clicking the link and seeing the call-in number and calling in because they don't want to listen online either. Okay, 8272. Let me make sure. 347-855-8272. Hashtag. Go. Okay. So.
Can we talk now?
Sometimes people send me stuff. Like, tweet me stuff, and I'm like, what the hell? Okay.
Happens
so,
a lot.
yeah, lots. All right, so, all right, people are here, so let's do it. Let's go.
Okay. So, after the show ended, I thought
first
there was
of all,
like
I
a...
lied. Let's just break it down,
yeah.
Okay? Start from the very beginning.
The
I'm,
dog
I'm
did not need
liar.
To go out.
The dog wasn't saying anything.
And
dog
I was completely
cow.
Aware of this.
And Hallie knew I was lying because she knows me well enough to know that I was, like, not myself when I said that. And she's like, what? So, yeah.
So if we're being, like, our complete authentic selves right now, I called Smarty and I said, we're not into this anymore, are we? And she said, nope. So we had a whole two-hour show scheduled, and then we sat there for an hour and kind of, like, went through the motions, and it's just not our thing anymore.
It was not fun.
It wasn't good. It was bad. Like, that was a bad show.
It sucked.
And, I like, this last week... I was looking at my time hop, and we did 3 shows in 3 days 2 years ago. And we had fun. We enjoyed it. We don't do it anymore because we don't enjoy it anymore. Like, we kind of feel like we've accomplished what we wanted to accomplish here on the Real Team Mom Talk, right?
Yeah.
And
by leaps
and bounds. And now it's almost like Smarty and I don't know if we've told you this, but we just our friendship is always comparing things to other things that don't make any sense, and we can do it for hours.
like we'll tell each other something that happened, and then we'll be like, that's like it.
That'd be
such
like.
Such, did such a
And we'll do it for hours. So when I called Smarty after that last show, I said, this is like an ex-boyfriend that you're still texting and you don't want to let go. And what did you say?
No, it's like you're about to call AT&T and change your fucking number.
So you're trying to change your number from your so your ex-boyfriend doesn't have it, but you're afraid that your friends aren't going to save your new number. Because... it's a new number, and maybe they won't save it. So basically what we're
maybe
saying...
maybe they don't like it
is
as much as they liked your old number.
Yeah, we're just really tired of Janelle and Teen Mom and all that comes with it, because here's what happens. It's a cycle. The same thing is going to happen. Different characters.
She's going to get pregnant. We're going to tell everybody she's pregnant. She's going to say
she's
not. She's going to
say she's not.
She really is going to be pregnant. Then she's going to have another baby. Kaiser's going to be left out because he's not Uncle Dave's kid. And, I mean, it's just like...
And then there's going to be a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's
and, I mean, that's if they make it past the point of her getting a sheet wrapped around her neck. So, I mean,
and
it's
you know what
like,
else can happen? Cortland is going to tweet about how he misses Janelle.
And wants to hear her voice. And
I mean, today before the show, Smarty called me and she's like, Cortland wants to be on the show. Should we have him on? And I was like, no. Why not? Because we'll get so much shit for it and we just don't care anymore. Like,
like
it's not
before,
that we care about getting shit
we would have
for
done it. But it's like we don't want to hear about shit when we don't even care about it, you know? Okay, so, like,
right.
Before we would have done it because, like, it was still fun and it was still funny and it was all good. So we would have him on because even though some people bitch about him, other people, like, actually want to know what's going on or whatever. So we would take it for the team and listen to people tell us how he's irrelevant and this is fucking stupid and blah, 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 blah. But now it's like I don't fucking care. Let's just, I don't care. So we're not saying that we're never going to talk about Janelle again and we're never going to have, you know, Teen Mom segments or anything like that. But this is our idea and this is like, this is where we're going to go with it. And you can either get in your fucking car and come with us or not. So
we are here to come with us.
Yes, we would like for
so
you
don't
to
don't ever
with
say.
If you would like to come, yes. Please.
Don't ever say we left
you
out.
We've made so many. Right. We're not leaving anybody out. And we've made so many friends that we would talk about other stuff with besides just Teen Mom. And, like, that's not the only interesting thing that we can talk about. You know what I mean? So it doesn't have
it's
to be
literally
that. Go ahead.
Well, like we were talking about, it's on the bottom of the bottom list. Like, if Smarty and I are talking about things that don't, like, involve our personal lives or whatever, if we're texting during the day, I was like, okay, so how often do we text about Teen Mom or Janelle? Never. How
Never.
Often these last couple weeks have we been texting about Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian?
A lot.
All the time. Like, it's just that it's not fair for us to keep doing shows and expecting people to listen when we don't really give a shit. And it's, I think you can tell we don't give a shit. Like, I have no desire to ever hear that hour we just did ever again, because I know that we didn't sound genuine. But if we're going to, like, come here. If we're going to come here and talk and, like, talk about things that interest us and we can all talk and you guys can come in on and tell us what to talk about, like, we're fine with that and we really like you guys, but
and we yeah
not
we still
want
to talk to you and we're still good with the community, we're still participating, like, we're good, but we don't want to have a 2-hour show anymore and have to talk about that, like,
no,
it's just it's old and it's
tired.
It's boring. Yeah, it's tired. And it's like for 2.5 years now, we've been having shows about the same fucking thing. And I mean, at some point, it's like, you know, you want to know what the gossip is, but I can read the gossip and run it down on Twitter in, I don't know, 5 minutes flat. I don't need to sit and talk about it for 2 hours. Like, it's not necessary. So we're not saying that we don't want to participate in the community. We don't want to be part of the congregation of hatters. Like, that's not even what we're saying. We're just saying that in order for us to be genuine and for us to be the people that you like and the people that are funny and you know, stuff like that, then we need to talk about shit that we actually want to talk about. So from time to time, we will be talking about Janelle or Leah or, you know, whatever fucked up situation is going on at the moment. But we also want to talk about the other shit that we talk about on Twitter, because it's not all about Janelle. It's not all about Teen Mom. So there's other shit that goes on that you guys want to talk about, and we want to talk about it too. And so instead of it just being so focused on one fucking thing, we just kind of want to be ourselves, and we want to have fun. And when we first started the show, when we first started the blog even, it was like, I already knew, this is going to sound so arrogant, I already knew that the blog would be successful because I know how to do, without breaking it down, I know how to do website shit. Like, if a website...
You've done it before.
I can make it, and that wasn't going to be an issue. So I already knew the website was going to pop off, and that was going to be cool. Well, then we started the radio show, and we didn't have any idea how it was going to go or what you guys were going to think or any of that. And we really thought, like, we'd be lucky if there were 10 people listening to it, you know? Well,
yeah,
it obviously was a lot more than 10 people, and we were so surprised. But when we were talking about it earlier tonight, it was like, you know, we need to do what we want to do regardless of what everybody else wants us to do, because we need to get back to that. We don't care if 10 people are listening or not. It needs to be fun for us, or it's not going to be fun for you guys. Because that last show was...
It was bad.
It was terrible. Like, and I lied to get out of it. I lied to get out of that shit. And usually I'm the first one to say, like, a liar is a fucking coward, because you wouldn't lie unless you were afraid of the people that you're telling the truth to. So... not that I was really afraid of you guys, but, like, I don't want to disappoint you, and we don't want you to, you know, not talk to us anymore just because we don't want to do shows about Teen Mom. Like, we want to do shows about everything. Like,
everything.
General shit. You know, whatever
and
is going on, whatever everybody wants to talk about.
Well, and we haven't updated our blogs in a while, I know, but that's what... I feel like that's kind of why we both started one at the same time. It was like, want to talk about other things that aren't Teen Mom related at all. And, like,
right.
We enjoy the community that we have here. And I don't know. It was almost like we just talked about this, like, right after the show for a while. Like, we could talk, Smarty and I could talk for 5 hours. And just go back and forth on stuff, and Teen Mom never comes up. And I feel like that's what the shows used to be, was just you and I talking, and other people would come in and talk, and it was fun. But it's not
right.
That way
and
anymore.
Even though it was about Teen Mom, it was about something that we were interested in, and that's
right.
Why it was good.
Right.
So.
And we still get tweets all the time that are like, we need another show. And we're like, ugh. I don't want it to be that way.
No. And then tonight, whenever we actually started the show, we were just talking about baseball, Howie's debit card getting stolen and shit. And you guys are like, oh, I missed you guys so much. And we're not talking about Teen Mom or Janelle or any of that yet. So, like, if it's about
that was
us,
the best part of the
show. Go with us. Right. Because that part was genuine. So if it's about you like us and you like listening to us and being part of the show with us and that type of shit, then you'll come with us. And if you only liked us because we cracked on Janelle, then you won't. But at the end of the day, like, we have to do what makes us happy, because nobody wants to listen to that shit show. That was a snooze fest.
No.
It was so boring and it was so bad.
I'm just saying,
and we
I'm
apologize.
Not mad if you delete that. I'm not mad if that gets deleted.
Well, I'm gonna upload this one afterwards so people can be like, oh wow, okay, so that shit really was bad.
Right.
Because it was.
It was.
And
I was sad about it. And like I said, like when the Real Teen Mom Talk like first started and everything got a little bigger than I expected, you knew that the website was gonna work. But I didn't know what we were getting into. Like, it was like our friendship. We've never had a flaw in our friendship. I'm not going to say that, like, we didn't have a good friendship, but, like, it felt like we were closer because we had this thing, you know? For a while,
something that
it
we
was,
could
like,
do
all
together,
consumed.
Even though...
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Our whole friendship, because... like, was all consumed by that. And now...
And that's
like,
all we talk about.
2.5 years out of that, and we don't talk about it anymore. We talk about you guys. Like, we talk about you guys and, like, how you're funny. And did you see that tweet that this person made? Did you see this blah, blah, blah? But we don't give a shit anymore. We don't fuck with Janelle.
And then, and like I told Hallie, like, she was like, you know, I know that you'll still dig at Janelle and it'll still be funny. And I will. But truth be told, if Janelle never spoke another word to me, I probably wouldn't speak any more words to her. Like, and people love to believe that I'm just some person from Twitter who hates Janelle and knows nothing about her and what have you. But those of you that have been along for the entire ride know what's up. And so, you know, when she didn't want the abortion story to come out the way that it really was, and we weren't trying to lay down and lie for her, and then she started talking all this shit, and then she gets Ham to start her shit, and then it's just been like one thing after another in order to dig at me. And so when she digs at me, I dig back. And if you're going to dig at me, please believe I'm coming back with a vengeance. So there have been quite a few times that it's been, you know, it's been funny. You know, it's been fun to watch. And I'm not saying that I won't ever do that again. So a lot of you guys are tweeting right now and saying, I don't want you guys to leave. This is so sad. We're not leaving. Like, we're still... We will probably talk to you guys more now that we don't have to talk to you about Teen Mom.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. This will be, like, a more genuine, like, you're in our lives. You know what I mean? Like, we, for, I mean, it's probably been a year or so that we've thought about doing
shows. That we've
shows
been totally
and, like,
detached.
We don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fun. And so
it's,
like,
it's not,
it's,
and it feels like work,
we,
and
yes,
we already have jobs, yes. So.
If we set aside this time every once in a while to, like, have a show and hang out with you guys, that would be fun for us. Because
right.
At the beginning,
fun.
That's what it was. It was
right.
Just hanging out.
And if you go but back and listen to the shows that we did in the beginning versus the shows that we do now, it's two totally different things. And it's just like, it's a CD on repeat for 2.5 fucking years. Could you imagine, like, really, the same CD for 2.5 years
every
hey, time
Taylor,
you get in the car? I don't know that you could. I don't know. If the CD was stuck in there, the power was stuck on, and the volume was stuck up, and there was nothing you could do to change it, and every time you got in the car, that shit was going to repeat, at some point you'd be like, I love Taylor Swift, but I'd like to listen to a different one of her albums. You know,
you're
like,
right.
At some
you're
point,
right.
And that's the same thing we're saying. We're not saying that we're totally, like, that we're not going to do this thing with you guys anymore. We're just saying, like, we want to listen to a different CD. So, if you want to ride with us, we're changing the fucking CD. And if you don't like the CD, then go ride with somebody else. Fuck it. That's what we're saying.
I mean, speaking of Taylor, that brings up a whole different point. I went to a Taylor Swift concert by myself. That's a story we could talk about.
I was so
you
proud
know?
Of her. And you guys didn't even hear about it because we have to do dumb shows about shit that we don't even fucking want to talk about.
But that would be
and
interesting,
so we don't.
Right?
Yes. And they would love that story. There's so much shit that you guys would love to hear about, but you never get to hear it because we don't want to do shows, because we don't want to sit here and talk about shit that we don't want to talk about. Bottom line.
We don't. Mm-mm. That last show, awful. And I hate
terrible.
To leave it like that. But.
But it just, I think it needs to stay just as a representation of how done we were.
Exactly.
Just,
it was so funny when I called Smarty. I was like, we're done, aren't we? Yep. Okay.
It was like that moment on Step Brothers when they realized that they had just become best friends. Like, yeah, we're done, right? Sure are. High fucking five. We did it. But the
we
thing
did.
Is that it's been coming so long. And it's like, you sit there and you stare at this guy forever, knowing that you don't have anything in common with him anymore, that mm-hmm. you don't want to talk about the same shit he wants to talk about anymore, you know, mm-hmm. and you finally are breaking loose and calling AT&T to change your fucking number because you're just that done. So we're just going to kind of rebrand this shit. We're going to spend a couple of days trying to decide exactly what it is that we're going to do, but we're not going to completely leave you. But we just have to do something we want
to do.
That shit's not fun. Yeah.
And we'll still laugh at Janelle and things like that. But it's
just not.
Like we said,
we can't do shows about it.
How long's it been?
Forever. And we used 2 shows a week. And then that one time we did 3 shows in 2 days. And it's just like,
yeah.
One time it was really fun for us. And it was really fun for you guys. And if it's still really fun for you, then we genuinely apologize. And we don't want you to feel like we're leaving you hanging and just like jumping off the ship and now somebody else has to drive. But we're jumping off the fucking ship.
There's nobody else driving anymore anyways. I mean, we started, like 6 other shows came out. We kept going. And I was just kind of done.
Yeah, and we have been for a long time. And, you know, there was a point where we were like, you know, we can't quit because if we quit, we look like quitters.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of redundant.
But true.
But now it's kind of like, and this is what I told Hallie. And again, this may be arrogant, but if you look past my arrogance and look at the facts, you'll see that it's true. So we hopped on this train. The website was an idea that was just one morning. I woke up pissed off, asked if I, you know, is this shit a good idea? And she's like, yeah, that's a really good idea. So I was like, you want to do this shit? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. So, like, the website took, I don't know, between 3 and 5 hours to build. It was done. And within 3 days, we were getting, like, major traffic. And it really popped off. And so, I mean, it's been a crazy ride, and it's been so much fun, and we don't want to leave you guys, and we would like for you to come with us. We really would. And I feel like we're, like, moving to a new school or some shit, and, like, we're leaving all of our friends. We don't want to leave you guys, but we just came, we saw, we conquered. There's nothing that, and, again, here's where the arrogance comes in. There's nothing that we wanted to accomplish that we have not done. We did more than we thought that we would do when we started this thing. And, you know, when you don't have anything to strive for, there's no goal in it. I mean, it's like, this is so fucking arrogant. Oh, my God. Roast me for it. I don't care. But this is the fucking truth. It is like running a race that you have already won every fucking day.
Mhm.
And I mean, it really sounds arrogant, but like I said, if you peel it back and look at the raw facts, it's the truth. And so there's not anything left that we can gain from doing it. We're not getting anything out of it as far as accomplishment or anything like that. And it's a job, it's a chore, it's something that we have to do. And when we actually look at it, we're fucking adults. We don't have to, so we don't want to.
Hey, don't tell us what the fuck to do.
Damn it. If you don't like it, get out of my fucking car. I'm just kidding.
I think a bunch of people are just starting to listen, and they're freaking out a little bit, so.
Yeah, I see that.
Sorry about it.
Okay, so you want to run it down?
Yeah, let me run it down. Guys, we are so over Teen Mom and Janelle, but we're not over you. So it's Janelle, it's not you. So
it's
let's
not.
Do things differently.
The
let's
CD
talk
has
about
been on repeat for 2.5 years. We just want to change the CD. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, we're at a party right now. The party is, like, slowing down. We're getting tired of this party. We're going to a new party, and we want you to come. We're not sure who's going to be at this new party, but you're coming with us.
But we're
going to
be there. Right,
yeah.
We're going to be there. So even if you don't know anybody else at this new party, we're going to be there. And then check this out. I know without a shadow of a doubt that there are more of you that feel like that than just us. There are more of you that are done talking about this shit, but you don't fucking leave because you like the people that you met and they're still talking about the shit. Like, I know you exist. You don't have to say shit, but I know you're there.
I've noticed that, too, because I feel like there are people that, like, don't get on very often anymore on Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason. And I don't blame
mm-hmm.
you. But it's like if we, if for a long time, if we ever said anything on Twitter, it was like, is this fudge now? No.
Right. Like,
no,
we couldn't even
not.
Have a real life and say some shit that somebody else didn't understand without them thinking that it somehow pertained to Janelle. No.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
So I feel like what we're inviting you to do with us is be our real friends and hang out with us every once in a while here. Have a little sleepover, if that's what
you
want to call it.
No, you can't sleep in my house. No.
Okay, but
I don't want to call it
it's
that.
Late at night and we're just talking, whatever. Have a little wine. Talk about
you can come hang out, but y'all got to go back home to sleep.
Unless you drank too much, you can sleep on the floor. But you ain't sleeping in my
bed.
Well,
I mean, I have spare bedrooms, and so you can pick a spare bedroom, but you better be drunk, because otherwise you're getting your ass out.
You can't have my bedroom at Freddie's house. You
I
can have the other
Hallie's,
one.
I still have Hallie's Miranda Lambert
hoodie
hanging on.
Now.
I know, right? But it's hanging on the coat rack at my house, and I see it all the time. And I have a pack of cigarettes that she left in my car that I leave in my car. And, like, look at this. Whenever I take my car to get the oil changed and, you know, they, like, wash your car at the same time, I have to take the cigarettes out because I don't want them to throw them away. And then I put them back after they get done with my car. It's weird shit. But we live really far from each other. And so it makes it, like, this this shit makes it easier for us to feel like it's not as fucking far, that it's not 500 fucking miles. So, anyway,
and
we're all going to start talking
this
about...
was, too.
Yes.
That's what this was. And then it just kind of evolved into not being that anymore. So, once again, still going to check Janelle.
Of course.
It's still going to be funny.
Because it's funny. Yeah. We're not wholly done with the Teen Mom community. It's not what we're saying. But we don't want to have shows and talk about just Teen Mom for 2 hours. Like, we can still run it down and gossip about it, but then we want to move on to other stuff and talk about stuff that you guys want to talk about, too. And, I mean, we could have talked about the cop that slung the kid around at the school. I mean, we could have talked about so much stuff that all of us wanted to talk about, too.
We can talk about Blake and Gwen.
And,
I'm ready
and
to talk
Lauren
about that.
Chloe and Chloe and James Harden. And, like, then other people
Mary and her
catfish are going to join. Yeah, that shit's crazy. We could have a whole show about that. But all of us will be able to continue to be part of this little group, and then we'll add new people to the group because they like to talk about the Kardashians or whatever. We'll just, like, grow together and evolve together, because sooner or later, Teen Mom is going to end and everybody's going to run out of something to talk about anyway. So instead of just riding it out to the end, we can just be done together because, I mean, shit, guys, I know I'm not the only one tired of talking about that.
We're getting some really great tweets right now.
Okay, run it down.
Well, first of all, I don't think I'm supposed to say her real name, but SF Gamer Babe, it's her dog's birthday, and his name is Odie, and he got a pup cake for his birthday.
Shut the fuck up.
It's
called a
so
pup
cute.
Cake. Okay, well, yeah, I own all of the domains, like a whole group of domains for pup cakes, because when Summer and Sydney were young, Like I've since I came back from abroad, I've been like with them a lot. And so when they were younger, we used to always like
abroad.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Yes, abroad. If you know me, you know what that means, and it's not jail. Okay, so I've always been an entrepreneur ever since I was a kid. So I'm a business owner now, and I kind of like to push them in the direction of doing something on their own. And so I've always tried to do shit with them. Like I wanted to get a snow cone stand for them so that they could make money in the summer and shit like that. So anyways, one day we sat down and came up with a ton of recipes. And we made pupcakes, and I bought all these domain names because I just knew that this is what we were going to do. And we made a bunch of them, and we taste tested them with our dogs, and they loved them, and it was all awesome. And then we got tired of it, so we didn't do it anymore. But I still pay for those fucking domains every fucking year. Happy birthday, Odie.
Happy birthday, Odie. Shout out to Odie.
Maybe the pupcake people will come and want to buy the domains now. So...
Let
yeah.
them know we got them. We got them if you want them.
Yeah. For sale. I don't even fucking need them. Come get them.
Don't be tardy
yes.
to the party. G-Murder.
Nice.
Preach, bitch. Preach.
See, I knew we weren't the only ones.
Still love and support you two no matter what you choose to venture into next. Y'all both have my heart. Always keeping it real. Somebody said, we could have talked about Big Brother. Next year we can. We do
yes.
so bad. But we weren't sure that anybody would listen. And we had this, like, just because we've had so many listeners from the beginning, we had this thing where we thought we had to have them. So.
Yeah, like, but when
like,
we started it, we didn't
we
care.
Don't need them. Right.
No, we don't.
We don't. And we never really did need them, but we just thought it was something we had to have, you know, because it's something we always did.
Because it was there. Right.
Yeah.
Because it was there from the beginning, and there were 25,000 fucking people, like, from, like, a week would go by, and a show would get 25,000 listens in a week. Like, from the, all the people that listened when it was going on, plus all the people that replayed later on or whatever. And we're like, we didn't give a shit if 10 people listened. And now all these people are listening. And so we felt like if we change it up and only 10 people listen, do we fail?
Then we failed. But we didn't. We don't yeah. fail if that happens because we weren't. It just wasn't us. It's not us anymore. That's why we haven't done shows. I know we've said this like 400 times. That's why we stopped. That's why whenever you guys tweeted us and said, let's have a show, we were like, oh, I would rather
yeah.
do anything but that.
And
it's not because of you guys.
Not that we don't.
It's because of the topic.
Right. And it's just, it's so tired and so old. And I'm so glad that some of you feel that way too, because it just makes it easier to transition. So
and I'm happy
and like
because
I said,
it's a lot of our favorites.
Yeah, it is. It really is. We're going to have to transition sooner or later because the show will not go on forever. And so we'll still give you your freaking sip of Janelle's flat tummy tea every once in a while. But we don't want to have to talk about it the whole fucking time. So,
Did you see
what?
Erica said, I get you guys. High school's over. Time to move on to college. Yup.
Yes. See? We'll do the college years, guys.
Save by the bell, the college years.
But see, what would happen
by the bell?
Is, yeah, of course, that's why I said
okay.
the college years.
We could talk about that.
But sooner or later, what would happen is if Hallie and I stayed in the spot that we're in right now, you guys would eventually grow out of it and stop listening to us. So we might as well just all grow out of it together.
Mm-hmm.
So either we're going to leave you or you're going to leave us.
Or we can all go to the next party together.
Yeah. We can just, let's just go.
Well, and the other thing is, like, I think we tweeted about this not long ago. You know how whenever you get
we have iPhones. I don't know if this is for everybody, but whenever you get notifications on Twitter and, like, if you get more than 20, it only goes up to 20.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while, we'd look at our phones and we'd have that 20 on there. Or, like, we didn't say anything crazy. Well, it was because the Real Teen Mom Talk Twitter tweeted an old story, because that's what it does twice a day, and that's what it's done twice a day for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would bitch about it. And it's
and
like,
it even says with a hashtag that says, if you missed it. So it's like, are you even reading the tweet, or are you just clicking on the fucking link, dumbass?
Yeah, so then it was like, we didn't even want to go on that account because we were just getting ripped for it automatically tweeting something.
And really what we wanted to say, like every time we logged into that account and saw that shit, we really wanted to say, why don't you take a fucking look at the last time that we wrote an article for this fucking website, because we don't care. You know, like it's really on that level.
Well, we were doing shows without writing on the blog.
Yeah.
Weren't we?
And have been for a long time.
Yeah, I think the blog, it didn't end, but it basically ended. And then we were doing shows, and then it was just like, none of that shit anymore.
Yeah. So, and that's the reason why. At the end of the day, it's just better if we are true to ourselves and we just do what we want to do. So, like I said, we're changing the CD. If you don't like the CD we're listening to, just get in somebody else's fucking car.
But you'll come back. You'll miss us. I know that shit.
Nobody has the freaking collection that I have. You want to listen to Taylor Swift, and then we'll switch it to some freaking gangster rap, and you'll come back.
And I'll just pretend I know what it is when it's on the gangster rap, because I don't.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So, let us think about it for a few days. Figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, even we could watch TV shows. All of us watch them together. You know? And then
we could have a fucking book club. I'm so kidding. I'm not being a book club.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would do it. So I've been listening to podcasts lately, and my favorite one is just these two people, and they just talk about shit, and then they get questions like for advice, and then they just give their advice,
oh,
and they're
no.
just funny. I like it.
We should do that, except for like it would be more like a parody thing for me, because nobody would want my advice as far as like,
no,
well, my
here's
mother-in-law,
the thing,
blah,
though.
Blah, blah, blah.
With
and
the
I'd
advice,
be, you,
though.
You can only imagine what I would say.
But can you imagine? It's like, it would be two different opinions completely.
It always is.
So
it always has
different.
Been.
Yeah, but how awesome would that be? And then it'd be like, you should probably go somewhere in the middle of what we just said. Probably shouldn't cut them out. Probably shouldn't completely ignore it. Maybe go in the middle and, like, have a conversation about it.
And maybe we could have you guys on for, like, guests. Like, you could have your own little thing. Like, kind of like columnists from a magazine or something. Except you have your own little segment where you come on and present your thing to talk about for the week or whatever.
Yep.
We don't fucking
Maybe
know.
Guys
we
could
don't
just,
know.
We don't know.
We just know we're done.
And if you want us to be completely done, we'll be completely done and have these conversations with ourselves. But I don't think that we're at that point yet.
You remember on, what was it, Meet the Parents, when he's trying to get his checked bag into the overhead, no, his carry-on bag into the overhead compartment, and it won't go in there, and the stewardess comes up, and she starts giving him a hard time or whatever, and Ben Stiller just goes the fuck off, and at the end, he's like, and I'm done with the checking. beginning of the bad conversation.
Well, we're done with the fucking Teen Mom conversation. We're done. Done. So,
done.
Take a little sticks out of your hair and clean out your ears. I love that movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's good shit.
You know what I've never seen?
So, what?
Hocus Pocus.
Me either. You know what else I've
Everybody
never seen?
Everybody freaks out about it at Halloween, and I've never seen it. What?
Maybe we should do a segment on another show about movies that we've never seen that we should have seen.
I haven't ever seen
because
movies.
I've. What? Sorry. I feel like she cussed at me, you guys. She's never seen The Goonies?
Oh, my God. I've never seen Back to the Future.
What? Oh,
my God.
This
is fun. Keep going. What have you never seen?
Okay. Mine are quite different than yours. I've never seen Silence of the Lambs.
I haven't seen that either.
And I've never seen Menace to Society.
I've never even heard of that in my life.
Although I have seen Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. That was the parody of Menace to Society. What else have I not seen? Oh, I've never seen The Sound of Music because that bitch, like, dancing on the hill and shit, and she was all singing that song, and she was so happy, and I was just like, no.
You know what I had never
Fantasia.
Seen?
Fantasia.
Oh, that made me sick. Whenever it came out
Fantasia.
At first, it was an IMAX. Like, it came, it re-released or whatever. I can't do IMAX, and it made me sick badly. I had never seen the end of Sleeping Beauty because it was boring as fuck. Like,
wow.
Is Aurora really a princess? Because she's boring. Like, The Lion King was my shit. Yeah. But we watched the hell out of Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, yeah. Harry
Have you
and
seen
the Hendersons
that?
Is good shit.
What about Gremlins?
Oh, whenever Summer was little, she loved Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but she was only two, and she couldn't say it, and so she would call it Shitty Shitty Bing Bing.
I've never seen that either.
I haven't either. I don't like that type of shit. That's Sound of Music. caliber shit. Mm-mm. Miss me on that.
It's like because it's a musical.
Yeah, I don't dig musicals.
I do. I love
Rent. I know you do.
Oh,
you,
my God.
See, I can't do it. But I also can't do country music, and you love it.
You can. You can do some of it. I'm getting you
some
there.
Some of it. But I don't do
You
sad.
Have Blake Shelton
like,
on
I,
your iPod.
Only because you bought it.
You bought it yourself.
I wouldn't have bought
with
it.
The iTunes gift
I bought
card
it myself
you.
Because you gave me that. You sent me an iTunes
and
gift
you
card
enjoyed
and said,
a little bit of it. Don't play.
Of course I did. But I don't like sad shit. Like, I don't subscribe to sad. I just can't. And so anything sad, if some sad shit happens on the TV, I change it. Sad song on the radio, change it. You know that song, the Wiz Khalifa song, the sad shit? It starts out with a piano riff.
The Long Day or whatever.
Yeah, that song.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know more than the first three notes on the piano. As soon as I hear that shit, I'm all up on the steering wheel. Hurry up, change the channel. Get the fuck out of here. No, not on my radio. Can't do it.
What's so funny, like, though, anything. Is like, I'm one of those people that enjoys, like, a good cry. So when people are like, this is really sad, I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it. And I can't send that to you.
See, we're so opposite. So opposite. I don't even know how we're friends because,
like, Ellen,
I do not enjoy a good cry. Crying pisses me off.
I feel like it kind of, like, takes away. I don't know. It's a little fresh. I don't know.
I
enjoy a good cry sometimes.
I can't do it. It just, like, once the sad starts, then it's all sad. And I'm not down with all sad. Like, it'll be like one song comes on and it'll make you think of something that's not even what the song is about. Like whatever you have going on that's sad in your life, that's what you'll be thinking about just because the song is so fucking sad. Like, I don't need you to remind me of the sad shit that really actually did happen to me. That's the problem.
And here,
so, like, anything sad, I'm just like, no.
And here's what you want to say, but you're not saying. Once you get, like, once we get into that really sad thing, the next thing we think is, my mom's dead. And then it just goes.
Everything sucks after
it's
that.
It's not funny.
And then you end up.
But it kind of
it's
is
not
when
funny,
you're not there.
But it's funny because you can't help it. There's nothing you can do about it.
It's like we just start pitying ourselves.
Man, and then that's like what we don't want to do. That's like one of the things that we hate most in life. And so when we start on that, then we tell each other, like, I'm having a really bad day, or I'm really sad and I don't want to be, or say something funny or something, because it gets so... Like, that, but that's why I can't let any of that sad shit in. Like, stay the fuck away from me because I don't need to go on the emotional roller coaster at this particular time. No, thank you.
And the other thing that we do is, like, if we're really sad, we'll call each other. And if we don't answer, we don't call each other back about it or talk about it unless the other one does. Because once we're over it, and we don't need to open that wound again.
And most of the time,
maybe
all it takes is a voicemail. I think we are weird because we'll leave a voicemail about what we were calling about and, like, run it down real quick on the voicemail. Like, for example, the other day, if Hallie had gotten my voicemail instead of me answering the phone, she would have been like, I just tried to buy NyQuil and somebody stole all my fucking money and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. And the bank's not going to do anything about it until all the charges clear. And I'm fucking stuck, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. And I didn't answer that phone call. When I text her back, I'm going to be like, you all right? And if she says yes, done with the conversation. We're not going to go back to that moment because then that puts her back in that place, and it's just unnecessary. I hate that. Like, you call your friend and you really want to cry. Like, your boyfriend breaks up with you or something, and you're just like, so emotionally distraught, and you really need her at that moment, but she's at school or some shit like that. And so she doesn't answer, but she gets out of school 5 hours later, and she calls you, and she's like, oh, my God, I got your message. That's so sad. Are you okay? I can't believe he left you. And then the next thing you know, you're crying too.
And you're like, no, I'm over that now.
Not doing it. See, how about
we're
the fact
so
that
weird.
We have just talked as long as we did that whole last show, but it only feels like we've been talking about 10 minutes.
See? And I don't want to, like, say, I still think that we could still have Karma on because she's hilarious. And
yeah.
We could still have everybody on, and you guys can press one and talk to us about whatever you want to talk about.
And you can still tell us all about Janelle. And we'll still talk to you about Janelle when you want to talk about Janelle. But we just don't want to feel like we have to come up with 2 hours worth of material to talk to you about Janelle. Like, if you want to talk about something, tell us what you want to talk about. We'll talk about it. But we just don't want to be responsible for feeding you Teen Mom and Janelle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like,
if that's what you
want
to eat,
Mom,
then you're going to have to call up and order it.
Yes. But it started out as Teen Mom, but let's be real. Janelle's the one that she's the one that has
because
all the drama.
Because she's the train wreck. Yeah, she's the train wreck.
And then I think that that point is when it became harder for us. Because, like, we loved to talk about Katie Yeager and, like, have her on and everything because how often do we talk about how much we love her and how cool she is, how she's such a good mom. Like, we were talking about how Molly was Cruella de Vil last year for Halloween, and this year she was Princess Leia. Like, she's such a cool little kid. And we like to talk about that.
But we don't ever get
to
talk about that.
No, because it's not drama.
Mm-hmm.
it's just not our, we just can't do it.
No.
So we're still here. And you're still here.
But we're actually here now instead of checked out because we hate it.
Yeah.
So give it a chance. And if you don't like it, then you don't like it. But you will like it because
we're all friends here.
God, I'm arrogant.
No, the leg is because we're all friends here.
Not what I was going to say.
Have we not all forged, like, this friendship? Like, we all know about your pig and all your animals. Everybody knows about Bentley, and everybody knows about Uncle Dwayne. I mean, we're all friends here.
And you love the Royals and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And
it's really
a lot
bad
of you
right now. We don't have to talk about
your...
that.
We all know about, I mean, we know about all of you guys and babies that you've had since all of this started and, like, you know, real life shit. And so
I feel
we're
like we're almost
hang
like
out. We're going to hang
yeah.
out.
Yeah. And we're opening it up to be like, you're going to know more about us and we're going to know about more about you. And it's not going to be crazy and we're not going to go after each other and we're not going to have people coming after us because we talked about something they don't want to, they didn't want us to talk. You know what I mean?
And
like,
and maybe you actually won't have to, maybe you won't have to black your face out of your profile picture or things like that so that people don't call your job or, you know.
Right.
It just gets so crazy. It's a whole, when you get into that world, if you ever get under her skin and she becomes one of the ones, you become one of the ones that she targets, then all the little minions come out too. And those are the ones that are so annoying because they don't have any idea what's going on. Like, they don't watch on a regular basis. They just see two or three. Yesterday, I can't believe I didn't tell you guys this. How about this? My dogs are looking at me like, why is this bitch yelling all of a sudden?
Do one of them need to go out right now?
No, I'm not going to lie. Okay, I told Hallie about this, and we were just laughing. But yesterday, my sister-in-law, my husband's younger sister, she posted, like, she reposted something. She shared something that Nicole had posted on Facebook. So Nicole Pollan makes this post about how she used to be this falling down drunk and now she's this perfect mother, right? And so she told everyone what a whore she used to be and how now all that matters is her children. My husband's little sister shares this post and says, she is such a beautiful little mama. I love her. And I said,
no.
What? And I said, no, she's a lying baby faker. And I sent her the link or whatever. And then she was like, oh, my God, my bad. And she deleted the post. And so there's so many people that don't have a fucking clue what's going on. And those are usually the ones that make this whole community unpleasant. And they're the type of people that, you know, a lot of you guys have had problems with. Like, I don't have those issues because I don't work for anybody else. And if you call my job and start talking about me, then somebody that I pay is going to hand you your ass. So I don't have to worry about any of that. But some of you guys, you have, you know, you have professional careers that you have to protect because of these crazy fucking people on Twitter. Like, that's so weird. And I don't know, like, maybe it's like that with people that talk about the Kardashians. Maybe they have, you know, crazy people that do shit like the Janelle fans do. I don't know. Maybe that happens in all circles, but it's never happened. Like, I've been doing shit like this for a long time, and I've never come across a group like the people that associate with her, ever. Never offered money for my whereabouts, told me they were going to kill me, told me that they were going to kill me and then rape me. All kinds of stuff. Like, it goes to extremes that you wouldn't even believe, all because somebody doesn't like this lying, conniving, dirty, smelly, nasty little drugged up whore. All because of her.
Well, and it's
so it's like
right before the show,
when she saw the contest about Babs tell all book,
like,
and it
we
was
were
a joke.
Really saying right.
And
like
so
we were really sitting there saying that she was writing a book.
Right. And so the girl that had alerted Janelle to this, like right before
uh-huh.
she did, I looked at her Twitter and she had said, "I hope you and David get engaged in St. Thomas, Mr. and Mrs. Eason." It's like
No. She said,
"Who are you?"
She said, "I hope you get hitched."
Yes.
Not hitched. Like no past tense. I hope you get hitched there. So, yeah.
These are the
it's
people
just a whole
you
different
deal
one.
With.
Exactly.
It's a weird
so,
one.
I think that most of us that are in this group, though, are actually normal people, because you wouldn't believe how many people Hallie and I have talked to about stories and people that have been sources and stuff like that, that are just like, I don't want any part of people knowing who told you this, because those people are fucking crazy.
Right. I can't blame them.
I can't either.
We're getting
so
a lot of tweets.
We're gonna,
this is being really cool. P.S.
What are they saying?
Well, first of all, somebody said they'd never seen Mary Poppins till last month. I don't think I've seen that.
What? Okay, so the next time I come, I need to bring Mary Poppins and the Goonies.
And Christy, who has been like, oh, gee, she's been here the whole time. She said, okay, I'm mad at this. She's not. She said, okay, I'm mad at the beginning, but yes, please, it's been time for this. Hashtag love it. Hashtag just talk.
Yay.
That's what we're going to do. We're just going to talk.
It'll be fun.
It will. Don't be tardy for the party.
I just tweeted Janelle. Sorry.
We just talked about we're not going to do that a lot.
We're just not going to have a 2-hour fucking show about it. We just can't. But
what'd you say?
Go ahead and say it. It was in ref. She was talking about me, so I said something back to her. She's just saying that we're false advertising about the damn book thing. Yeah.
It was,
so,
my God.
She just takes it so far. So I asked her, are you on vacation, broad? You're way more into this than I am.
If I was in St. Thomas, I would not be worried about some Twitter bullshit. I'd probably be tweeting pictures of the beach. That's what I'd be doing.
Who is this bugaboo person? Do you guys know who this is?
That's the person that said they need to get hitched, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But she called me Butterteeth Jones. You guys want me to lay it down for you? I don't know who she is. But that doesn't really bother me, because the fact of the matter is, I don't consume any liquid besides sweet tea. I smoke lots of cigarettes. And I might have a recreational habit. So those three things combined. Yeah, I do have to whiten my teeth more often than you other guys. Do I give a shit about it? No. So, I don't know. See, but I think that this is somebody that we, like, she didn't just come up with that not knowing anything about the situation.
Okay, and here's the other part of this. There's a group, like we were just talking about, the people that are calling people's work and the people that are trying to ruin lives and all that stuff. Like, there's a group, and they just make these fake Twitters just because you don't
that
agree with them now.
That part seems like it seems like that's a lot of work.
It is, but it's been happening for how long? And it's
a long
such
time,
a way
ever.
That we don't care about it. Like, why should we deal with it anymore? We shouldn't. None of us should. It shouldn't happen in the first place. It does. So, whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about it is that we just know, and we knew immediately that we were done with it, and it's okay to be done with it, and we just don't want you guys to be, like,
there's a lot of you guys that are saying that you're sad, but we don't want you to be sad. We're just going to, we're going to migrate on to the next thing.
We're going to the next party, go.
Yeah. So we're just going to shut the party down here and let somebody else clean up. Just leave everything where it is. They'll know that we were here, and we'll just go on to the next thing. I'm glad to know, though, that more people are tired of it than just us.
Yeah, and like I said, it's like the people that we would be sad if they were done with us. And there aren't a lot of, there aren't a lot, to be honest.
Who's arrogant now?
What?
You don't give
no,
a shit about
saying.
You and you
no.
and you.
No. There's just
there's
a lot of people. It's not what I meant. I'm not like that.
I just have to make fun of Hallie when I get a chance because she's not mean at all. So when she says something that could sound a little bit mean, I have to try to make it mean, and it's a thing. That's not what
okay,
she meant.
Okay, so when this whole, but when this whole thing started, I was the most sensitive person that has ever walked the earth. And I finally had
so
to, like, realize that. Yeah, and I had to realize that there's so many people that don't know anything about me and they don't know my truth. I know my truth. So I just had to kind of, like, let it go, you know? So there are people that I don't know a number, but there's people that I care if they get upset with us.
Yeah.
But there's not a whole lot of them. So the people that I think that would care if they'd be upset are on board. So that's good.
You know, and there used to be a lot less that I cared about than now, but it was like we cared about a lot of people, and then we figured out that a lot of people on Twitter were shitty, and so we cared about less people, and then now
right.
we kind of care about more people because we know that not everybody's shitty, and we can't cut everybody off just because people are weird. I just feel like...
Don't think we didn't think about it.
I can breathe.
Me too. I think we're in a good place. I think... Can we still do the angels, though, guys? Like...
Yeah, I think
get
that...
Get that going.
I don't think that that changes. Like...
No.
No, I don't think that changes at all. And... we don't know what we're going to do. So, when we decide what we're going to do, then we'll change the, you know, we'll just rebrand the shit. We'll change it from the Real Teen Mom Talk to whatever else it's going to be. So we'll keep the same, you know, group of people, and they can unfollow if they don't like what we start tweeting.
Yeah.
So
we're
eventually,
what the, fuck
the Real
we want.
Teen Mom Talk Twitter is going to change to something else.
And then the world is going to explode. It's
no,
not,
because really, I feel like we're, I guess the reason that I'm okay with walking away now is because we can walk away knowing that we won and not that, I am an arrogant motherfucker. You just don't know, okay? But, I mean, like I said before, I outlined what I meant by that. You know, we've done what we set out to do and then more than we planned to do, and so we can walk away knowing that was just something else that we accomplished in life that we never really, you know, when we got to the restaurant that day, that was not what the fuck we were going to order. So what they brought us was awesome, and we like it.
Oh,
and all
God.
Of you are cool. And
pull
yeah.
up the window.
Oh. Oh.
I can't wait to see that a million times.
There might be a whole new group of people, you know, since we're going to talk about other shit, that come along, and they will never have pulled up to the window before, and you guys will get to see new people.
And you guys are going to
be
like,
fun.
Oh, shit. Oh,
you're
going to
be like,
shit.
You don't even know this bitch. You have no idea what the fuck you just said. It'll be
you're
awesome.
Going to get all nervous and shit. Like me in the nail salon.
That was a good time, man. You can just go ahead and go, because this shit's about to get ugly. Just wait outside,
that's
okay?
That's what I'm talking about, P.S., guys. we went to the nail salon and they screwed up Smarty's nails real bad. And she told me to go ahead and go so I wouldn't be embarrassed when she gave it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you guys are going to be like when there's new people that don't know the wrath. So, yeah. I think
and
we should probably
end
it.
All I asked them to do was fix it. And then when I asked them to fix it, they told me that they weren't going to fix it. They were just going to take it all off. Like, they were going to remove all of the polish from all the other nails that weren't fucked up just because I asked them to fix one. How about, no the fuck you're not? So, anyways, let me not get started on that because it was a thing, okay? I'm telling you.
But there was, like, an old lady that, like, apparently comes there all the time, and she was like, what did she say? Don't talk to them like that.
Don't talk to these people like that. She said, she called them these people. Like, do you not think you just offended them? So I told her, I tried to tell her politely because she was old and she was like a teacher or something like that. And so I tried to politely tell her, like, this doesn't have anything to do with you. Please just don't. And she wasn't having it. And she tried to butt into the conversation and try to let me know what was up. No. So she got checked, too, and the people that tried to take all my nail polish off, they got checked. And Hallie doesn't go to that nail salon anymore. So it'll be fun. No matter what we talk about, it's going to be fun.
It will.
See, we have been talking about absolutely fucking nothing for an hour and 10 minutes. And it's way better than that last 48 minutes or whatever it was.
That was
painful
awful.
For us. Maybe it wasn't as painful for you guys, and maybe we're just all wrong, but we didn't like it.
I hope that people will want to talk to us on here. I think that would be fun.
It would. Because, you know, we've done shows in the past that didn't really have anything to do with Teen Mom, and people participated a lot more. Like, what was it? Oh, when we told our pet peeves, and there was one
told,
like, the, I mean, there's just shit that we can talk about. And there's always something going on that all of us are talking about on Twitter besides Teen Mom. So
Right. We're
just going to talk about whatever we want to talk about. You guys can call in and present whatever it is that you want to talk about. We'll talk about that. We're just done talking about the same shit.
Smarty and I have been all up in this Mary Brown sister wives getting catfished.
Oh.
Like,
God.
What? If you guys haven't read about that, you need to.
Yeah, and if you're not following All About the Tea, okay, if you know who All About the Tea is, please let me know, because I don't know. And I feel like this person has to be somebody that all of us knew previously, because I've seen a few people that are like, they have me blocked, and I've never even, you know, I've never said
really?
Anything to them before. Yes. And the account has quite a few followers. And so I'm thinking that it was somebody that was from our group before that decided that they wanted to do it, and they've done it, and it's great, and they're doing a great job. But I think that because of the way that the community is and how people like to fuck other people's shit up, they don't want to say, hey, this is me from the Hatters, or this is me, you know, whoever. I really think that it's somebody that we know, because they like me. They wrote a story about me, and I never had even read their blog before. And it really wasn't about me. It was about some shit that was said to me. But they... that was the premise of the
Which
story.
Which is also
and
a
I,
turning point.
Yeah. What? The fuck? No.
I believe. Can we just tell
comedy?
A story? I believe that was posted at like 4 o'clock in the morning on a random weekday. And for some reason we were both awake. And we send each other the link at the same time. And we were like,
and it's like
somebody just wrote a story about you.
Middle of the night. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were like, what is life right now? Because this isn't what we planned for. And it was a good story. And like everything, they have like really good, they have exclusives about stuff. Like with the catfish. They had all that
stuff
before people had.
But it reminds, what it reminds me of is us when we first started. Because we had all the shit that nobody else had, because we actually gave a shit to go out and find out what the fuck was going on.
Right.
So I like it because they just popped up all of a sudden. They're on their fucking game, and they're getting their shit right, and they're getting it before the bigger blogs, and I like that shit.
And
so,
it's not like radar.
We know that you know who we are. I know that you're listening because you retweeted a tweet that I talked shit to Janelle about the show today. So whoever you are, we like that shit, and you don't have to say who you are, but we're high-fiving you, so go ahead.
You don't have to, but you can DM us and tell us because we...
Yeah, and we won't tell anybody.
We've been talking about this for a while. We're trying to figure out who you are. Not in, like, a bad way.
No.
I'm just curious.
Not like we're going to call your job tomorrow and try to get you fired in a friggin' Snow Weber type of way.
We've never called anybody's job ever in our lives.
No.
It's never been that deep.
No. Even though they try to say that I did. They say that because I asked the girl how she would like it if somebody had called her job, because what had happened was, and by the way, what had happened was when the abortion story came out and that shit was true, and for those of you who have a doubt in your mind whether it was true or not, why would Nathan be
adoption?
Would Nathan, isn't that what I said?
You said abortion.
What'd I say?
Adoption.
Oh, my bad. Adoption. Yeah. I get those two mixed up with that girl. Anyway, so the adoption story, that was true. And why would Nathan want to talk to us now or have anything to do with us now if we lied and said that he called an adoption agency and it wasn't true? That shit was true. Anyway, so this girl called the adoption agency and tried to get the girl that answered the phone when we called fired. So what happened was we had this whole other source. So the source tells us what's up, and we call the adoption agency, and the girl that answers the phone's name is Heather. So Heather is in the story, and this bitch over here on Twitter called the adoption agency and tries to get Heather in trouble for simply answering the fucking phone. So I say to the bitch on Twitter, how would you like it if somebody called your job and tried to get you fired? So she says that I encouraged everyone to call her job and get her fired, which is not what happened at all. All I did was ask her if she would like it. And, I mean, shit just turns into shit that we didn't say, shit that we didn't do. And when we don't care about the subject anymore, I don't care to have an argument about shit that I didn't say or shit that I didn't do because I don't fucking care. So, yeah, we're pretty done.
Yeah. Look at your mentions.
So, okay. Let me see.
Am I reading the last one the right way?
Hold on. I don't know which one is the last one.
I texted you.
Okay, good. Hold on. Okay. Let me see. What? Okay, you want me to say something?
No, don't be mean.
No, I don't know. I don't know how to say something without... I'm not being mean about
it. I'll say it.
But,
maybe they haven't
not
listened
say
to the whole entire show.
Maybe
I think
so.
They haven't listened
I'm not
going to
say
show.
Who it is and all that, but I'm just going to say that nobody has convinced us to do anything. This is because
right.
of what me and Hallie want to do, Hallie and I, whatever. This is what we want to do, and that's why we're doing it. Nobody has asked us to do anything different, convinced us to do anything different. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody except for the two of us.
Like we said at the beginning,
and halfway through, and now. That last show we just did about Teen Mom and Janelle was a train wreck. It was awful. And we're not about to do that again. So we're just kind of done with that. Yeah. I feel like that was one of the most real conversations we ever had right after that. So you done? Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was just that quick.
So, yeah. So we're not leaving anybody. We're inviting you to come with us.
Yeah. And it'll still be fun. And we'll still talk about this shit some. And
we're just going to talk about Big Brother.
More shit. Yes. And we can, like, actually have, like, segments of the show where we can do different shit and talk about different shit and can actually be entertaining, and it doesn't have to be all about one fucking topic. It'll be fun.
No. It will.
And if I sound like I'm trying to convince you, please know that I don't give a shit if you come with us or not. And if you really know me, you'll appreciate that, and you're probably laughing right now if you really know me.
And I say, but we want you to. When you say, I don't give a shit.
And if you really know, if you know us, you know that's exactly how it goes down. I don't give a shit if you come or not. And then Hallie's like, but we really want you to.
I'm just trying to be nice.
That is us in a nutshell. That is so us. I'm all, fuck you. And Hallie's like, but we still like you. I'm not
fuck
saying
you,
fuck you,
fuck you,
guys.
Fuck
I'm
you,
just
you're
saying.
Cool.
It's going to be better because it's not going to be forced.
This hasn't been forced. It feels like it's just us talking. Like, I feel like we tried to end it like 3 times and then we just kept going.
Yeah. Because we haven't wanted to do this for a really long time.
Nope.
Like,
in fact,
I've been it and I'm not in it.
That's a dad joke.
It totally is. But I'm okay with it because that's how done I am.
I'm sure Twitterless Ron has said that a million times to me. For sure.
Well, that's because he's a cool dad. All right. So if there's anything that you guys want to talk about before we get off the air, then
tweet
I
us
guess we'll probably
or press
say,
one.
Like, yeah, tweet us or press one, whatever you want to do. If you have something that you want to talk about or you want to say to us before we end this thing. And then we'll probably take about like a week and figure out like what we're going to do. And then we'll start doing cool shit. And it'll be fucking fun.
You know what?
What changes the CD?
About?
Mary and her catfish.
No, we're going to have to talk about that Duggar show when it comes out.
Oh, Jessa and what's the other one?
I don't know.
They're so
Jill?
Close together. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's Jessa and Jill.
Counting On or whatever. We're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah, and I don't like the name of it. That's dumb. And then Mama June confirmed today that their family is going back on TV.
What?
Yeah. So
what channel is going to take them?
No, but see, that's the society that we live in today. Everything runs its course. Like, eventually, you forget about it, and it's all right. Take myself, for example. In April, 3 people died because they ate Bluebell ice cream. Today, I rushed my ass to the store and bought some as soon as it hits the shelf because I didn't want other people to buy it first. And I came home and I ate some. And you know what? That shit killed people, but it's good. And I got over it and I fucking ate it. So shit just runs its course. People got mad about her dating the guy that was a pedophile. And then now people have, you know, all the talk about it has died down. So they're going to start a show back up. And the people who really wanted to listen to, I mean, watch them to begin with, are going to watch. And then they'll gain a few more people. And the people that are really mad about it, they won't watch. But other people will. And that's all that matters. Same thing with the Duggars. I think that maybe Huckabee is hoping that people forgot about the fact that he said that Josh Duggar was a good old boy, too.
Oh, Huckabee.
Oh, that poor dude. He just needs to save the rest. Oh, okay. I get so fucking tired every damn day. Every day. Maybe multiple times a day. Like, you guys just don't understand. One time, Hallie and I are Republicans, okay? So one time, for her birthday, I made a donation to the Republican National Convention in her name in order for her to get these cool George Bush socks, okay? So she liked the socks, and it was great. But now they send emails, and they send that shit every fucking day. And they make it sound like Jeb Bush hasn't eaten today. Hallie, Jeb Bush really needs you to send $10, $5, $1, whatever you can afford. I'm talking about multiple times a day, but every day without fail. Monday through Sunday, you're getting a fucking email. Jeb Bush is hungry. Jeb Bush doesn't have anything to eat. He don't have no cigarettes. Hallie, please. Every day.
You know what's funny? Send me mail, too.
Like, real mail?
Yes, every day.
Oh, I just wanted you to have cool George Bush socks. That was it.
I know.
I didn't know they were going to harass us for the rest of our lives.
Is it worth it?
No. No. And it makes you want to burn those fucking socks. It's not the gift that keeps on giving. It's the gift that keeps on asking for something else.
It's been, it wasn't this birthday. It was last birthday. So it's been 2 years.
But they got me this that birthday, damn email about the George
you
Bush
got me
song.
Those shoes.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool shoes.
Yeah. So this has been happening forever. Yeah, those shoes you got me, I get so many compliments on those.
Because other people want them, and they're like, where the hell did you get those shoes? And you're like, I don't really even know.
I don't know. I posted a link, and my
on the internet.
Best friend was like,
right.
They're here. That's how my life works. It's either you or Jake.
I'll tell you guys this. You guys are going to crack your shit up. Okay. So Sydney is 15. Summer's 20, and these are my nieces. So Summer's in college, right? So this is so fucked up, but this is so Sydney. And Summer is more like my sister, and Sydney is more like me. And I have never wanted kids, and it's always been my plan to not have kids. So I kind of feel like it was God's way of, like, making sure that there was still a little me. And so Sydney is just like me. So she will totally tell you whatever it is that she's thinking, and you better not ask her opinion on anything if you don't want the God honest truth, right? So earlier today, my sister's birthday is coming up next week. So earlier today, Summer and Sydney are having this conversation between the two of them, and Sydney tells Summer, Mom's cups were $120. All right. My sister's a little she's a little bougie, just a little bit. I don't know what the fuck kind of cups she got and why they cost $120, but apparently that's what she wanted, and that's what her children went together and bought her for her birthday, right? So Sydney says to Summer, Mom's cups were $120. Summer says, okay. Sydney says, I got them this morning. Summer says, okay. I have $6 right now, so be patient with me. Now remember, Summer's the one that's in college. Sydney says, this little fucker. She says, I had to break one of my hundreds, and she put a whole bunch of crying emojis. Summer says to her, okay, please shut the fuck up. Like, your sister just told you that she had six fucking dollars, and you told her you had to break one of your hundreds to buy the birthday present that she now owes you half of. Are you kidding me right now? She is such a little shit. I swear.
She is you.
She so is. She is me all the way. And now she's decided that she wants a dog, right? So she's all over my sister all the time, having her watch videos of dogs, sending her videos of dogs while she's at work and Sydney's at school. Now, Sydney got bad grades like, we weren't ever allowed to get C's. And so Sydney brought home a few C's on her report card, and my sister went through the roof. So she's not entertaining talk of anything other than feeding Sydney and providing her with shelter, clothing, and a ride to school at this point, because Sydney is not keeping up her grades, and my sister is not down for it. So Sydney keeps on sending these, like, dog videos and pictures of dogs and shit, asking for dogs, and my sister's like, no, 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 no. So then she decides she wants to work on me so that I can work on her mom for her. So I call up my sister one day after Sydney's been working on me for a while, and I'm like, so what do you think about Sydney and this dog? And my sister goes off on me. And I'm like, okay, why are you mad at me? Like, I don't understand. She's like, I can't even believe you just fucking called me and asked me about a fucking dog. Are you too serious? And I'm like, what am I missing here? Why are you mad? And so then that's when she tells me about Sydney's grades. And so she's like, Sydney is not getting anything from me right now until she brings up her grades. And so, you know, they get everything they need, and they get pretty much all of what they want. And so Sydney just keeps asking for this dog, thinking that my sister's going to give in, and she's not, because these grades are not, that's not going to work. So she hasn't even gotten another report card yet, and she thinks that just because she got a decent progress report that my sister's going to be like, yeah, cool, dog, let's do it. But she's not having it. So today I'm talking to my sister after she gets off work, and I'm like, you know, what's up? And she's like, nothing. I've been on my feet all day. She operates all day long. And so she's playing in people's guts and shit. And Sydney knows better than to text her at that time. So she's been working on me all day. And I asked my sister, I'm like, so is Sydney still talking to you about this dog? She said, yeah, she keeps on sending me fucking videos to watch of fucking dogs. I'm sick of looking at fucking dogs. So I'm like, well, you know, she's been talking to me about it. And she goes, you need to call her right now. And you need to tell her that I'm on my way home and I don't want to talk about dogs. Tell her whatever you have to tell her. Tell her I'm in a bad mood. Tell her that I'll ground her if she talks to me about dogs. But I'm not talking about a dog today. So Sydney is such a little shit that I call her and I say to her, your mom is in a horrible mood. I just got off the phone with her, and your best bet is not to talk about a dog today. This little shit says to me, well, I just talked to her a few minutes ago, and she didn't sound mad. Okay. I'm just lying. Go ahead. Ask her for the fucking dog. I dare you. Take away your phone and your iPad. Go right ahead. Ask her about the dog. Ugh, that kid. So
that's
yeah.
Hilarious.
Real life. Yeah. I had to break one of my hundreds. Heifer. I would kill her if I had $6 and she told me she had to break 100. She kills me.
She's funny, though.
She's a good kid. She's a little shit, but she's a little more challenging to parent than Summer was. But like I tell my sister all the time, like, she'll never fall for the bullshit that people try to pull on her. Like, you know, she'll be everything that you like about me is what she's going to be. So, you know, all the crazy shit that I do, you know, my sister's over there telling her, don't be like your Aunt Casey because she did this and this and whatever, you know. And then the shit that she does like, she's okay with that rubbing off. So like I tell her, like, she's going to be all the best parts of me and all the best parts of you. She's like, whatever. She's going to get some of our bad habits, both of us. So I asked her one time what she was going to do if Sydney ever called her from jail, and she goes, she's not calling me. Yeah, true. She'll call me. She knows better. She knows. Okay.
Smart.
I'm tired of talking. We talked already, and now we talk now. I feel like we can be real enough now to just say, I'm tired of this. You guys tired of this?
Yep.
All right, cool.
I'm tired of this. I'm ready to go to bed.
This has been so different. Okay, so
it is.
We'll figure
it's
it
weird.
Out. And then it is. It's like when you finish the book and you're kind of mad because it's not going to continue for the rest of your life or whatever. And you don't get to continue reading the same book forever, and it doesn't just keep on going with the same characters. It just doesn't happen like that. So we're done with this book, and you can catch us in the next book, and it'll be a different story.
Yep. Let's do it.
It'll be all right.
We'll reconvene.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
It's been real, y'all.
Holler.
Bye.